May devotion to the Buddha and the blessing of this practice. By its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
By one spiritual mind, by the name of Krishna, committed towards the Buddha, the name and acknowledgement of whom it is accepted, then the true memory is made to that of the Buddha.
Now let's chant a recollection of the Dhamma.
The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading in words to be experienced individually by the wise.
Now let us chant a supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent because it is well expounded and it can be divided into path and truth, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I reveal the excellent teaching, that which removes our mess, the Dhamma which is the supreme, secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it without end. I am indeed the Dhamma servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and guide. The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
By the spiritual mind, the general nature, the nature of the Dhamma, may the conscience all be accepted, that the future is going to learn the Dhamma.
Now let's chant a recollection of the Sangha.
They are the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practice with integrity. That is the four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world.
Now let us chant a supreme praise of the Sangha.
Born of the Dhamma, the Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha formed of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue. I reveal that assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha which is the supreme, secure refuge of all beings. As the third object bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
Accepted, but then you should have been saying that I'm the Sangha.